After them jams 103, 7 to be on the phone line. We got Rachel from Health West, the new Veterans Navigator. How you doing, Rachel?
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, congratulations on this new position there, too.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I started back in November, so we got some work to do.
So what is the Veterans Navigator? What all do you do?
Veterans Navigators are actually only located currently in the state of Michigan, and we are spread out throughout the counties. And what we do is we try to locate and help assist veterans who are honorably discharged or dishonorably discharged and get benefits. So those that are honorably can get benefits through the VA, and we can help them get whatever they are eligible for. And if they are dishonorably discharged, there's county benefits that they are available to them to be able to have access to as well.
Oh, wow. That's good. So it's only in the state of Michigan. How did Michigan get to be so lucky?
Our governor, she was like, let's take care of our veterans. And so they came up with this program, and then it spread throughout. And so once this becomes successful, the other states are going to pick it up and run with it.
Yeah, they have to. They have to, as a veteran myself. So it's, Health West is not just about mental health services now. It's bigger than that.
Correct. So there's also linked in with them as dental and medical services as well.
Wow. How has the results been so far with this introducing this new service to veterans and they saying it's connected to the county, which is different? How has that struggle been?
It's a slow start, trying to break that mold of there's nothing for us as veterans, or I don't need help. We all need help in some way, shape, or form. It's whether or not we are accepting and able to actually get the help. So once they realize that, hey, this actually is a program that's going to help me, people actually jump on board. I've met a couple of veterans just recently who are like, oh my goodness, like, this is awesome. Thank you.
Right. Wow. So, that's awesome. So how do people connect with you? Is this one of those services, is Monday through Friday, or is just a rolling clock 24/7? How do they connect?
Okay. So they can connect through Health West, through our helpline, if it's over the weekend or after hours. Just leave a message with them, and then I will get a message sent to me stating that such and such veteran is in seeking services, or they can call me directly on my phone, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, I'll answer when I'm available. And if I'm not, just leave a message and I'll call back on my availability. And even if they call on the weekend, Monday morning, I listen to my voicemail and I'll give a call back. That number is 231-683-9313.
What kind of challenges are you seeing out there that veterans are facing?
It ranges from healthcare to housing assistance to financial assistance, even dental to include the healthcare portion. Just even realizing that, hey, there's compensation out there for me that I can get paid for.
Wow.
So there's a slew of them. Yeah. Even the jail, people in jail, they are eligible for services after they get out.
Right. Right. That's good. That's good to see America's taking care of the veterans. You know, seeing they go out and they put their life on the line for this country, and they come back home sometime. They don't feel like they're appreciated. So it's good to see the services. Folks, call that number. If you know somebody who's a veteran and who maybe don't even know they got services available, and call them to Rachel. She's a good lady. She'll make sure you get them taken care of, right?
Yes, sir. That's my goal.
That's your goal, right? Okay. So what can we as civilians, what can we do to support the veterans?
Honestly, let them know that you're there for them. Like, that's the biggest part. the fact of coming back home and not feeling that desire again of having that camaraderie with a partner or a battle buddy, which is used in the military or in the army as language for like a best friend. That lack of camaraderie is what we're feeling like it's not there. So just let them know that you're there for them and take care of them. And I mean, even guide them, be like, hey, you served, right? All right, let's see if you're eligible for your benefits. I mean, you don't even have to come directly to me, but I would love it. so that I can know that I am helping people. But if civilians, I mean, hey, if you know somebody, point them in the right direction.
Right, right. Rachel Harden's on the phone line from HealthWest New Veteran Services, Veterans Navigation System. That is great. Is something on the website yet?
We're working on it right now, but hopefully soon.
New program rolling out, helping people. But you are helping people right now.
We are currently helping people right now. We are on Facebook and a couple other social media platforms. There's flyers and pamphlets around the county itself. I've handed them out to tons of people and places. So just keep an eye out for them and give me a call.
Rachel, what's the best way veterans and families can get connected to HealthWest?
The best way, they can either walk in directly or give a call to the HealthWest helpline.
That's it. Wow, that's simple.
That's it.
That's simple.
That's simple.
You said you started in November. Have you learned a lot about this journey that veterans are on?
Yes. Yeah. Personally, myself, being a veteran myself, I've learned a lot of steps that are beneficial to help others that I didn't even know about, like housing resources, financial assistance. Like there's a trust fund available, or if you need assistance with, let's say your water heater's broken, there's places that are helpful for that too. I mean, like there's so many opportunities for veterans. We just got to plug it in and get the help.
Wow. Thank you for your service. What branch?
Army.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for serving. That means you. I know you have that passion and that fire.
I do.
Out of Conrad.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there anything else you want to share?
Just keep an eye out for each other. Whether you've lost touch with your veteran family member or a friend, reach out to them. I mean, we're all in need of somebody in our lives. Just that's the key part.
Staying in contact. Keep that communication going.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, shouts out to HealthWest and to Governor Whitmer for thinking out of the box to have services like this for our veterans. And they got the right person at the job here in Muskegon County. Thank you, Rachel. Make sure you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Take care. All right, family, that was Rachel Harden over at HealthWest, the new veteran navigator program, services for veterans. Going back to more music. It's Afternoon Jams.